This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great people, The Alex Jones Show. And remember, everybody, do what you can to support InfoWars, because these are critical times, and they're blackballing and blacklisting everybody that doesn't swallow the crap that they're shoving out and regurgitating it. And that's what the mainstream media is. It's adults with their head in the toilet bowl, sucking up the crap and spewing it out and getting angry at you if you don't believe the crap that they believe in. So do what you can to support InfoWars. These are very critical times. Even, you know, they come up with a name like misinformation, which I find sexist. Misinformation, or it should be gender information. Let's really be stupid about everything. I can't say blackballed or blacklisted. Oh, that's racist. You know? That's, what could we call it? Woke-listed. So anyway, they're silencing everybody that doesn't swallow their crap. And that's end of story. End of story. Speaking of which, swallowing crap, they had that CDC director, you saw this on InfoWars site as well, that she tested positive for COVID-19. Now, this is some arrogant loudmouth telling everybody to get the shot, get boosted, blah, 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 and there you got it. Totally, totally vaxxed and maxed, vaxxed out. And she gets the virus. A vaccine that they said would have a 96% efficacy rate when they sold this to the people. And now we've going on almost 3 years later. It'll be 3 years in January. That's right. The COVID war began in January 2020 out of China on their Lunar New Year, the year of the rat. And there's a rat seller right looking at you. A rat seller selling a rat crap. Why don't you swallow my rat crap? Get that vax. Get that vax. Not one word about natural healing. Not one word about building your immune system. I know a woman that's a nurse. Been one for 40 years. I asked her, when you went to nursing school, did they teach you anything about building up your immune system, eating healthy, supplements? Nope. Only drugs. Only drugs. Remember, there's not one prescription drug that cures an allotropic disease. Nothing. 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 All they do is they do away with the symptom. And you saw that thing about that little Chrissy Cuomo. Another daddy's boy. I got the job at CNN, the Cartoon News Network. They fired me. And I got the job with somebody else. Again, it's one big club and you ain't in it. And he's having this conversation with Kanye West. And West says to him, you know, did you work out today? He said, no, I didn't work out. He said, but I took my antidepressants drugs. And I take them antidepressants every day. Oh, antidepressant? You mean you're so damn whacked out, you got to get drugged out? Oh, and you're the arrogant antidepressant guy that shoves his crap out there and gets angry when people won't swallow it? Oh, remember when little Chrissy was locked down? Oh, yeah, in his house because he had COVID and he wasn't going to spread it to his kids. Yeah, he's going out bicycling. This COVID war, again, it's in your magazine, the Trends Journal, week after week after week after week. Now they're coming out with all the psychological and sociological damage that it caused. None of it was based on science, only political science. We'll be right back.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it was run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, takes 2 weeks to kick out on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And again, as I said, do everything you can to support InfoWars. Because 7% of Americans have a great deal of trust and confidence in the media. This is according to a latest Gallup poll. Just 7%. But the power they have and the propaganda that they sell, boy, it works perfectly. This is from today's toilet paper record, the New York Slime. They call themselves the paper record. The paper record for selling lies, fear, and hysteria. Oh, no, that's not misinformation. Oh, I got to be careful. Gender information. That's a fact. These are the low-life scum that sold us the Iraq War. That's right. A fact. Ah, them aluminum tubes that he's getting from Niger. Yeah. Saddam Hussein is getting them and he's building those weapons of mass destruction. Yep. This is the garbage that they spew out. Look at this. All the news that's fit to print. You mean all the crap that you want to sell is the news that's fit to print? Who are you talking to? Oh, I'm talking to all the Americans that still have a mind like they're in high school. Yeah, what they call an adult population. Look at this. Look at this terrible, terrible picture here of this poor guy doing a push-up with no legs. Finding camaraderie in recovery. At an old medical center in western Ukraine, war amputees are forming a community as they adjust to their new lives. Terrible. 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 Then you go to page 6 and 7. Look at this. Look at this. Terrible, terrible coverage, right? How sad. New York Times, how come you weren't covering day after day the amputees from America's Iraq War? Or I should say Iraq War. Why weren't you covering every day the amputees from America's Afghan War? The one that only lasted for 20 years, brought to you by a little daddy's boy with a pair of cojones much smaller than a mothball, a little clown of a moron jerk, George W. Bush. How come you weren't covering that?
how come you didn't have photos day after day of the American troops that lost their arms and their legs and their minds day after day? You never did that. You know why? Because you're low-life propaganda prostitutes. You're little media whores that put out for your corporate pimp and your government whoremasters. Day after day, people see this, oh, those Russians, look what they're doing. Look how terrible this is. Look at this little clown. Look at these little clowns. And people swallow their crap. Yeah, Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. I want that guy shot out of there. I want that guy, Gaddafi, out of there. Quote, I'm really good at killing people. Oh, yeah, little Billy Clinton. Every time he got caught with his pants down, bombs away over Baghdad. How come you weren't showing the deaths of the 500,000 children that Bill Clinton killed because of the sanctions he put on Iraq? Oh, no, that's not me talking. That's Leslie Stahl at 60 Minutes asking Madeleine Albright, or not Albright, who was the UN ambassador at the time, America's ambassador to the United Nations, is the death of 500,000 Iraqi children worth the sanction? Yes, it is. How come you didn't sell that? Who wrote this? Who put this out? Let's see. Again, yeah, Madeleine, not all that bright. Another daddy's girl. Article by Eric Nagorny and David Guttenfelder. Yeah. Gutterfelder. Yeah, look at these. Look at these pictures. This isn't journalism. But they get the people to hate. To hate the Russians and keep supporting the war. And now, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, the number now is going to be, Congress is trying to push through a bill before they go into the midterms of another $50 billion of our money to send more weapons of death to Ukraine. That it will now bring the total since February 24th up to, you ready? $115 billion of our money going to the military-industrial complex. Brought to you by the guy playing our head of the Department of Defense, Lloyd Austin. Oh, General Lloyd Austin. Yeah. General Lloyd Austin, you're a brilliant man. You did a great job in Afghanistan. Great job in Iraq. You're a loser, just like Smiley Miley with those baggy eyes. All you guys. Oh, I forgot. Lloyd Austin was on the board of directors of Raytheon, the second largest defense contractor in the United States, before he became our head of the Department of Defense. No, little boys and girls, it's not a revolving door. It's an open door. And they own it. Yep. Yeah, look at all that drag crap. Look at all the medals I won. Look at all the medals I won. What, are you still in the Boy Scouts? Save it, man. Not a word about peace. Oh, matter of fact, when you talk about peace, you're a piece of crap. Because Biden came out against that guy, McCarthy, who wants peace, sending less money to representative. And Biden said, they said that if they win, they will not likely to continue to fund Ukraine. These guys don't get it. It's a lot bigger than Ukraine. It's Eastern Europe. It's NATO. It's really serious, serious consequential outcome. Hey, wait a minute. I don't care about it. It's not my business. There's a border war going on between the United States. Between Russia and Ukraine for like 300 years. Oh, and Biden talking tough? Oh, the draft dodge of Biden? What'd you get? You got a bunch of drafts when you went to college, draft affirmance when you went to college? And then you claim you had asthma? You got asthma? Yeah. ASSMA. Yeah, that's what you got. Asthma. Yeah, and it's hitting your brain. Oh, that's why I got a draft affirmance. These tough guys like little Lindsey Graham couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. But boy, do they love war. They're little war whores. But they don't put out. No. Just kill.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And remember, do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're supporting the truth as the truth is being stolen from us. You know, I was talking about the idiocy of going after people that don't want to spend our money to keep bloodying the killing fields of Ukraine. This war would have been over a long time ago if the United States didn't keep sending in all this dough. And this is from Politico. Representative Liz Cheney on Sunday branded Kevin McCarthy, the leader of the pro-Putin wing of the GOP, after the House Minority Leader suggested cutting U.S. funding of Ukraine's war effort. In an interview with NBC's Chuck Todd, Meet the Prestitutes, or Meet the Press, Wyoming Republican, who has been unremitting in her criticism over her party's turn to Trumpism, unleashed a litany of concerns over McCarthy's potential speakership should Republicans win the House in November. Quote, "Look, the speaker is second in line to the presidency," Cheney said, "at every moment since, frankly, the aftermath of the election of 2020, when my minority leader, McCarthy, has had the opportunity to do the right thing or do something that serves his own political purpose. He always chooses to serve his own political purpose." Okay, what is the right thing? Here's such as the right thing. Quote, "such as aid to Ukraine. The idea that the party is now no longer going to support the Ukrainian people?" You got it. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I don't support war. But you, Cheney, you loser, and they still quote this loser who couldn't win the election, loser, a daddy's girl, a little daddy's girl. You got there because of Dick Cheney. Oh, I got to be proper. I can't get blacklisted. Penis Cheney, her father, a warmongering, low-life, lying piece of crap that got us into the Iraq War and the Afghan War. And this is who the media sells, a worthless war hawk-ish. Clown. A Cheney clown. I gotta hear this crap. That's why you listen to InfoWars. You don't get this kind of crap, and that's why I subscribe to the Trends Journal. We would never do things like, look at this, loser, you're a loser, you're nothing but a daddy's girl, you got there because you're lying, daddy. Oh, Alex Jones was sued for, quote, lying, according to the toilet paper of record, the New York Times. How about the lies that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda? That Bush and Cheney and Wolfowitz, I can't say the other word, but it starts with an S. It's Wolfa, you got it. It ends with a T and an S. One lying clown after another. How come they're not brought up on trial? Alex Jones didn't. I don't believe this. Why, how dare you? By the way, go to the Gerald Celente or the Trends Journal site on YouTube, and Judge Napolitano and I, we did a, and the judge, this guy's a top constitutional lawyer. He knows the Constitution like nobody else. You know, the deal is a judge, Judge Napolitano, and about the illegality of bringing Alex Jones up on trial. This is a violation of the First Amendment. But the hypocrisy that they could allow Bush and Cheney to get away with these lies. You know, I had the rally here in July 23rd at the Four Corners of Freedom over here, the most historic Four Corners in America, the only place with pre-Revolutionary War buildings where the seeds of democracy were sown, the Four Corners of Peace. And I had Phil Giraldi, one of the speakers, along with Napolitano, Scott Ritter, and Phil Giraldi. Yep, there it is. That's the one to check out. You're not going to want to miss it. And Phil Giraldi was a former top CIA guy. This again, he was a speaker at my event. Giraldi was in the office with little Georgie Bush. Little Georgie No Cojones Bush. Giving him the data, the papers, the information that Saddam Hussein does not have weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. They told Giraldi to leave the office. Giraldi, being a real man, quit the CIA. He said the whole CIA knew there were no weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Look at this little clown. 88% of the people swallowed this little moron clown's crap that we're going to get Osama bin Laden dead or alive over in Afghanistan, and they believed the garbage of Mission Impossible. Your Mission Impossible, you spelt it wrong. Oh, and they call the people that fight Americans when Americans invade their country militants. I love that. Iraqi militants? Try today to... Yeah. Militant? If a foreign country comes and tries to take over my country, I'll kill them if they try to kill me. And I'm a militant. And this is sick stuff. Look, we're going to come back in a little bit, and I'm going to talk a lot about the economy and where it's going. As we went on the air, the markets are up like over 400 points. What a joke. What a joke. And it, the whole thing. The whole thing, it's a con game. We got con artists in front of us. Look at the clown con artists. By the way, don't call this a government. It's an insane asylum. Again, you look at the cover of the Current Trends Journal. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Yeah. There it is. It's not a White House. It's a nut house. Look at the jerks telling us what to do. One after another. Democracy, it's finished. There we go. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. There he is. The Cuckoo in Charge, another great cover by Anthony Frieda. What a genius he is. You know, we talk about things, you know, it takes us about 10 minutes to talk about what the cover's going to be. And I come up with an idea. I say, okay, take it away. And he takes it away. But anyway, we're going to come back. We're going to talk a lot about the economy because now it's more and more likely that the Fed is not going to be as aggressive as people thought they were, and as we had forecast in the Trends Journal 3 weeks ago, is now becoming the new. And that's why your markets are going up, because the whole world is going down. Don't you wish you were living in Europe where your energy prices are up only about 147%? Oh, but the markets are up. And we'll be back. Again, do what you can to support InfoWorld.
Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, fighting the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting your dawn. Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And, you know, Alex was just saying about, you know, Russia's censorship and, you know, this is democracy and we're losing that in front of our eyes. There was an article in yesterday's Global Times, that's the propaganda paper for the, out of China. And the headline reads, "Prospects of U.S.-style democracy dims as Americans have less faith in their system." Global Time. The U.S. always portrays itself as a defender of democracy across the world. Ironically, well, let's just stop it right at that. That's the lie, the crap that they always spew out. We're going to bring freedom and democracy to this country. As they're stealing it away from us. But anyway, ironically,
With the midterm elections just around the corner, results of many opinion polls suggest that an increasing number of Americans are concerned with the accuracy of the midterm elections and the fate of the U.S.-style democracy. In essence, this is because the U.S.-style democracy deviates from its original intention and has become a political game. Perfectly said. You ready? According to a new poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, only about half of Americans have high confidence that votes in the upcoming midterm elections will be counted accurately. Why, you conspiracy theorists, don't you trust these people? Hey, remember them hanging chads? Oh, that was back when Gore and Bush were running? Yeah. Is it 2000? And the guy by the name of JFK won, and they say the election was rigged because of James Daley, the very powerful mayor of Chicago at that time. I was on doing a show on USA Watchdog that night. He asked me to be on election night. And you know me, I'm a political atheist. I look at things the way they are. And he did a great job. He had all these screens up of all the data coming in from Microsoft and Google and everywhere, all the data coming in. And the lines were like this, Trump and then Biden under it, going like that, the whole thing. All of a sudden, like 110,000 votes come in from, I don't know, Wisconsin or Michigan or somewhere, and none of them for Trump. Wait a minute. Tell me 100,000 votes came in. And none for Trump. And this happened in Wisconsin, Michigan, a number of places started happening. All these mail-in ballots came and all these numbers came in. All of a sudden, not one for Trump. And what am I, 6 years old? All right, let's say Biden, let's really be ridiculous and say Biden got 100,000 and Trump only got 10,000. Nope, not even that. So, of course, you know, it's a crime syndicate. That's all it is. They steal our money in the names of giving it too big to fail, and they kill us in wars based on lies. But go after Alex Jones. That's fine, because he says what you don't want to hear. So, shut him down. Going on to this article. You ready? 9%, only 9% of U.S. adults think democracy is working extremely or very well. Just 9%. And over half the people say it's not working well at all. The other half is dead. That's what's happened to this country in front of our eyes. Oh, it's been stolen from us. And you could thank the media for that. Little prostitute girls and boys, media whores, all they are, put out for their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. We give you the truth and trends. We tell you what's going on, what it means, what's next, and what to do. But we don't tell you what to do, we tell you to think for yourself. We give you the story. This is how we see our analysis of it. Very, very plain to see. We don't distort the lie that they do with the other media. They distort lies. And they turn lies into truth. So it's very important to keep this going. And they're stealing democracy from us. Again, this is a major article in the Communist paper of China. Now I'll go back to the economy. China was about to take over America as the largest economy in the world. We had figured maybe within the next 7 years. That game is over. Now that the dictator won't leave, Xi is in charge. He has what he's done with these COVID lockdowns, zero COVID policy, has destroyed the Chinese economy. It's also done a lot of damage to other economies, particularly in Europe, because for the longest time, since China's been on the boom, well, your biggest tourist groups have been the Chinese. And they're going over there and they're buying everything they can, you know, going to the top shops, buying, 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 buying. No, can't travel anymore. You got to stay home. So we're going to see, you saw the Hong Kong index today went down 6%. 6%. Hong Kong was like the Wall Street of the East at one time. And again, I used to be on Hong Kong TV when the protests were going on in 2019. This is a city of 7.5 million people, and over a million people took to the street. In America, a country, what, 332 million? You can't get a million people to take to the streets to protest for anything. They're going to fight the Chinese way. And I'd be on these shows like 20 minutes. We take a break. I'd say to the guy doing the reporting, I said, so tell me, what's going on? Mr. Salenti, we're not going to stop. We're not going to let the Chinese take over. They launched the COVID war in January 2020, the Chinese. Closed down the city of Yuan. Closed down Shanghai, this one, that one. Closed down Hong Kong. Benito. That's a security law. And that was the end of freedom in Hong Kong. And now the whole economy is going down. The economy is going down around the world. It's being artificially pumped up in the United States and in Europe. But it's still going down in Europe with the record low interest rate. So now, we had written in the Trends Journal 3 weeks ago that the Fed's going to meet again on November 1st and 2nd. The 2nd is a Wednesday. And then they're going to tell you what they're going to do, how much they're going to raise interest rate. The talk on the street is that they're going to raise them 75 basis points. You're seeing what's going on in the housing market, how it's going down in other sectors because of high interest rates. And then the debt load, if you're in business, you bought buildings, whatever you own, you're going to pay more on your debt. And the country, of course, with its $31 trillion in debt, has to pay a lot more debt as interest rates go higher. We said that they're not going to raise them that high. And you know why? The midterm elections. Try it. And you saw the power of the president. It was Trump that pushed Powell to lower interest rates in December 2018 when the December stock market was having one of its worst, just the Great Recession. And he talked Powell into lowering interest rates. New president, same game. You could see if you start seeing the equity markets keep booming and booming, as we're going into the midterm elections, the average person is going to think, oh, things are improving. The markets, wow, the markets aren't going up. The markets are going up. So we're forecasting, we can't say directly, but we believe that it's a good possibility that they may not raise interest rates 75 basis points. And now that's becoming the word on the street as well. The Fed is realizing that inflation is smaller black hole of pain than previously thought, and stock rally 16%.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. Yeah, I got carried away there. I kept reading what I was reading, but you can see how bad things are going here and what a fraud the whole game is. And that's all it is. And that's why you need to support InfoWars. They're stealing our lives away from us, robbing us of freedom and democracy. And InfoWars is doing what they can to preserve that. So you do what you can to preserve it as well. And you can do that by buying the great products that they have over there. As you well all know, one of my favorites is Super Male Vitality, but they have their 1776 Super Sale. Spirit of 76. Yep. I'll be 76 next month. Whew. Anyway, they got, you could save up to 50%, and you also get your double Patriot points. And again, most importantly as well, you're helping yourself, but you're also helping fund tip of the spear. And these are crucial times. And InfoWars needs your sponsorship and support to make the it over the line during these historic times when they're trying to shut it down. But now more than ever, it's essential to keep InfoWars on the air. And again, as you see with that video on the Trends Journal and our Gerald Celente with me and the Judge Napolitano, it's, you have to defend the First Amendment because they've been in violation of the First Amendment by using Alex Jones of what he has done. It was nothing to do with the First Amendment, you know. So they have these great products. You get the Survival Shield. You get Survival Shield X3. They finally got it back in stock, by the way. 50% off. Brain Force Ultra. Brain Force Plus. DNA Force Plus. Busy Magnesium. Organic Green Fiber Cap. And my favorite, Super Male and Female Vitality. 50% off. All those are 50% off. And you get 40% off on Ultimate Krill Oil, Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Immune Support, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Vasobeat Complete, and Ultimate Fish Oil. All those are 40% off. And so go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Get these best-selling items up to 50 and 40% off. And you also get double Patriot points. And you better get these before they run out of stock, because they run out really quick. And remember, your purchase of these products is a 360 win. You get super high quality items, and you help launch the InfoWar into the next level. And the next level, of course, is you want to bring it down to no level at all, only their level, the level of stupidity, the mainstream media. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a... You know, I quoted the woman who runs Fox. They had an article in the toilet paper record, the New York Times, about how she made it very clear that you have to play to your audience, the both conservative audience, and you don't want to put information on there that may upset them. That's not journalism. That's a TV show. That's a sitcom. You're playing to an audience. You don't play to an audience. I could care less what you think, what you believe, what you wish, what you want and what you hope for in the Trends Journal magazine. We put out the facts. We tell you where it's going, what it means, what to do, and what's next. Whether you like it or not. So that's not journalism. So there's very little journalism left. And again, InfoWars leaves you with an open mind. And they're trying to close that open mind and put you into the insane asylum that The One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is our government. Talking more about the economy, there's an article today in Wall Street on Parade, which is a great site. She puts up some real good stuff on what goes on. And they report that the Fed head over there in St. Louis, James Bullard, gave a private invitation-only briefing on October 14th. You ready? The clients of Citigroup. And they go on to note that Citigroup got between 2007, you ready? 2010, got a cumulative sum of $2.5 trillion in secret loans from the government. Yep. Bush and Obama. Stealing our money to give it to the banks, the gangsters. Disgusting. Democracy, it's a joke. It's dead. Oh, and they got that guy now that's going to be running as prime minister over there in the UK, Sunak. Oh, yeah, look him up. Oh, where'd he come from? Oh, he was a Goldman Sachs gang member at one time. Oh, and then he started his own hedge funds. Hedge fund? You mean gambling syndicates? They're all on the inside game and make all that dough? There was no such thing as hedge funds or private equity groups when I was a young guy. It's a whole different country. It was the middle class. Now it's all corporatized. Bigs have gotten everything. So the markets are up over 400 points. As I said, you're reading the headlines here. The Fed is realizing that inflation is smaller in the black hole of pain than previously thought. And they may not raise interest rates as much as they can. In a note on Monday, recent comments by federal officials, which dialed back some of the hawkish missed that royal markets this year. And though inflation remains high, the the Fed's Loretta Meister, James Bullard, and Neil Deshaukery, whoever his name is, Shockman, have made comments suggesting the Fed could pause on rate hikes in December. That led stock rally last week, despite mixed corporate earnings. But they got it. Corporate earnings are down, and they're going to lower rates. And I believe they're going to lower them. There's a good chance that they're going to lower them before the midterm elections. Again, they meet on November 1st and 2nd. 2nd's a Wednesday. So now Wednesday, they'll say they come up with only 50 basis points. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, 5 days of soaring stock market are going to be very positive for the Democrats at the midterm election. Remember, it's the economy, stupid. That was the phrase that murderous Bill Clinton used in 1992. That was the behind-the-scenes campaign slogan. Just keep focusing on the economy because it's a pocketbook issue. Oh, and now the latest data came out. 63% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. While the rich keep getting richer, the bigs keep getting bigger. So, then you're seeing gold prices. To me, gold prices should be skyrocketing, considering all the global instability. And remember now, when they raise interest rates, even if they raise them, 75 basis points, does that bring them up to like the overnight 3.25%? Oh, when you have inflation running at 8.3%? That's nothing. You have negative interest rate. Over in Europe, you're looking at over 9% inflation. And what do you have at your interest rate? 0.75%? Deep negative interest rate. And even with these low interest rates, look at how the economy is slowing down. Look at the data coming out about the worries about the people can't paying off their card debt. One after another, look at the number of mortgage applications that went way down. Look at how home sales are going way down. As I keep saying, the biggest crash you're ever going to hear is when the business, commercial business offices go bust. Because the work-at-home trend is here to stay. People don't want to commute an hour and a half back and forth to work, especially with gas prices rising and everything else going up. During the COVID war, they love to stay home. You're going to see a crash. All the money that they, all the buildings that they bought, all the money that they owe, one after another. So it's going to go down really hard, really big, really fast. So prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen and you're prepared, you lose nothing. If the worst happens and you're not prepared, you lose everything. So one of the ways to prepare, of course, is with the Trends Journal magazine, trendsjournal.com. There's no magazine like it in America, in the world. No trend. There's no Trends magazine. They call Trends magazines talking about fashion. And the other way you do it is by supporting InfoWars, because they're putting out a lot of great information. I go there every day to see what they're doing, and they have what you need.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.